Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. ABC Radio Perth.
Maureen was a teacher in Northam before she married her sweetheart Otto 62 years ago and moved to the town of Victoria Park. She's called the suburb home ever since, lived in a couple of houses during that time. Maureen is one of the town faithful residents who've called Vic Park home for more than 50 years. And shortly you'll hear from the Mayor of Victoria Park about their upcoming town faithful celebration. But firstly, I wanted to welcome Maureen to the program. Good afternoon, Maureen.
Hello, Jeff.
How lovely to have you on the wireless.
Well, yes, it is a wireless, isn't it?
Too right it is, Maureen. Don't let anyone tell you it's a digital radio. It's a wireless.
No.
Maureen, do you remember the first house you moved into in Carlisle?
Oh, yes, very much. Very much. We were there for 44 years.
What did it look like? What was the place like?
Well, it was an asbestos house.
Yeah.
And with the tiled roof on a third of an acre block.
Yes.
Had two bedrooms and two toilets, which was unusual.
That's a bit fancy, Maureen.
It was. And we were very grateful for that. And my husband, Otto, he did quite a lot of alterations to the house. You know, only having two bedrooms, it was necessary. We had a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
So he turned one room at the garage into a bedroom, and we put a big games room on the side of the house.
Yeah.
And a swimming pool. And it was a lovely house for 44 years.
For 44 years, then yeah. You moved. But you stayed in the neighbourhood.
Oh, yes, yes. We just moved to Lath Lane, which is only, a kilometre or so away.
Yeah.
And we love the house where we are now.
And you taught at Kent Street High School?
Yes, yes.
They were ruffians then. I don't know if you remember, Maureen, but if you come from Kalamunda High School, your memory of people at Kent Street High School is not good. Ruffians.
Not 1959 when I was there.
No, true. I was there a little bit later, perhaps.
Yes, they were lovely.
Were they?
Lovely people. And I taught domestic science. That's what it was called in those days.
What did you... Now, in domestic science, what did the girls, because it was primarily girls who did domestic science...
Girls, yeah.
Did you cook rock cakes?
Because,
John Lee and I did domestic science at Kalamunda Senior High School, and I remember one of the first things we ever made were rock cakes.
Yeah, that's right.
Delicious.
I taught at Kalamunda too, so maybe I taught you.
Oh, Maureen, I would have remembered, and I hope you wouldn't have remembered me. So you've been in Victoria Park for a really long time, but I understand Otto has been there even longer.
Yes, he's been here for 84 years.
84 years? What did his family do there?
They had the Terminus Bakery at 916 Albany Highway in Victoria Park. It was called the Terminus because originally the trams terminated at 916. And, they had a great business there. And Otto used to deliver the bread with his horse and cart.
I did see a beautiful picture of your husband as a little fella.
Yes, yes. Oh, he's still a little fella.
We'll put it on our ABC Facebook page. It's him white, is in a baker's apron, I think.
That's right. He's about 2 years old, I think.
Yeah. What do you like and what have you loved about being part of Victoria Park's town faithful?
Well, I've thought about it a lot today since I was rung up, and I thought, well, the schools, our children went to school and our grandchildren went to the same school.
Yeah.
And particularly our children, we were on the committees for kindergarten and primary school and then again for the grandchildren. And we still see these same people that were in those committees and that. We see them in Vic Park. You know, nobody seems to go miles away. They stay around this area, which is really wonderful.
You sound like someone who it would be rather nice to live next door to, Maureen. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Nice to have you on the wireless, Maureen, because we both know that's what it is.
Yes, okay.
Maureen has lived in the town of Victoria Park for 62 years. Otto's been there for 85. Karen Vernon is the mayor of the town of Victoria Park. Tell me about this Town Faithful program, because it just sounds great. It sounds like you're honouring the very roots of community.
Hi, Jeff. Well, it's lovely to be here. You're exactly right. The Town Faithful celebration is a great way for us to recognise all those who have kept faith with the town of Victoria Park by making their home in our beautiful suburbs for 50-plus years.
So tell me, what is the Town Faithful program?
So it's a celebration that we do every 2 years, and frankly, we get together for afternoon tea. Now, I personally have never needed an excuse for afternoon tea, but if I needed one, this would definitely be it. It's one of those wonderful occasions where you get to extract stories from great characters, from people that live on your street, that live in your suburb, about the lives they've lived, the stories that they can tell. Many of them were born in the suburbs of the town of Victoria Park. They've raised their families there. They have run businesses there. And as you heard Maureen say, people do tend to stay, which says a lot about how great our suburbs are.
Yeah, it does. But you're also giving something back to people of a certain age who can sometimes feel increasingly isolated as they get older, and perhaps forgot. In a world of change, they can feel a bit forgotten in their community. This idea kind of honours them and thanks them for that contribution, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I should stress, it isn't simply an event for seniors. It is an event for people who've lived in the suburbs of the town of Victoria Park for 50 plus years, many of whom have been great contributors to the thriving life that we have. And just as we heard from Maureen with her husband having been involved with his family in the bakery, there are plenty of people who are still living in the town of Victoria Park who can trace the roots of their family to the various businesses along Albany Highway. They tell stories of when the tram ran out of the city down through Albany Highway, and getting together with those people and just listening to the stories and the sheer joy on their faces when they tell it makes it a fabulous afternoon. And we think it's right to recognise not just the heritage that is sitting around our suburbs in bricks and mortar, but the wonderful history that is in all of these fantastic people.
That is a fantastic and simple initiative, and it should be everywhere. Karen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Karen Vernon is the mayor at the town of Victoria Park.